This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. A new report from the World Anti-Doping Agency says more than 1,000 Russian athletes benefited from a systematic doping program in Russia. WADA investigator Richard McLaren says the report outlines what he called an institutionalized and undisciplined medal-winning conspiracy.
This systematic and centralized cover-up and manipulation of the doping control process evolved and was refined over the course of the use at London 2012, through the Summer University Games in 2013, the Moscow IAAF Championships in 2013, and, of course, the Winter Games in Sochi in 2014.
McLaren said the conspiracy involved the Russian Sports Ministry, National Anti-Doping Agency, and the FSB Intelligence Service, providing further proof of state involvement in a massive program of cheating and cover-ups. The report is likely to heighten pressure on the International Olympic Committee to punish Russia before the 2018 Winter Games in Pyeongchang, South Korea. The South Korean National Assembly has voted to impeach President Park Geun-hye, with 234 members voting Friday for the impeachment in the 300-seat parliament. The measure gained more than the two-thirds majority support it needed. The stunning and sudden collapse of Park's presidency was caused by recent allegations that a multi-million dollar influence peddling scandal was being run out of the Blue House. This is the first time in South Korean history that prosecutors had named the sitting president as a subject in a criminal investigation. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The United Nations General Assembly has adopted a resolution demanding an immediate end to attacks on civilians in all besieged areas in Syria. The non-binding resolution passed by a vote of 122 to 13 with 36 abstentions. U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power says the resolution is needed to stop the bloodshed in Syria.
This resolution is far from perfect. No resolution negotiated among UN member states on a compressed timeline in response to an urgent catastrophe would be perfect.
Russia's ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, said the resolution didn't take into account the situation on the ground in Syria. He said there's no clear reference in the draft to the fact that the cessation of hostilities cannot apply to terrorists. There is no reference to key issues of disassociating between them and the so-called moderate opposition. The recent developments around Aleppo are not taken into account. The General Assembly also expressed grave concern at the continued deterioration of the humanitarian situation in Syria. The move comes just days after the Security Council failed to adopt a similar resolution demanding a ceasefire in Aleppo because China and Russia vetoed it. U.S. and Russian officials are scheduled to meet Saturday in Geneva to discuss the situation in Aleppo. U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said that he hopes some resolution can be reached to avoid further destruction and bloodshed.
But if we can avoid, and that could be the case tomorrow and after tomorrow, that the last part of this battle becomes the most bloody one, that would have been a major achievement.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Friday that Russia and Syrian government forces would continue their bombing raids in Aleppo until rebels vacate the Syrian city. Speaking in Hamburg, Lavrov said reporters misunderstood a statement he made Thursday that seemed to imply there had been a full ceasefire declared in Aleppo. At least 30 people are dead in northeast Nigeria after a pair of female suicide bombers struck a busy market Friday morning. Nigeria's army blamed the attack on the Boko Haram Islamist group, which has been known to use women and young girls to launch suicide attacks. The group did not immediately claim responsibility. Election officials in Ghana say President John Mahama has conceded defeat in the West African country's longtime opposition leader, Nana Akufo-Addo. The announcement was broadcast on Ghana's state broadcaster, Ghana Television. It's the third time that Akufo-Addo had sought the presidency. He confirmed the phone call in a tweet. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The best news.